The 20th annual Kateri Peace Conference will take place on Friday and Saturday, August 17th and 18th. Joining us now to discuss this event is a regular Peace Bucket guest, John Amidon. John, can you tell us, give us an interview of the event?
Yes. We have a multiple kind of series of events happening on Friday afternoon at the Unitarian Church on Washington Avenue. We have a community reflection, and this will be based on the work of Joanna Macy, the work to reconnect, and Maureen Amund will be leading and facilitating Friday afternoon, and all of our presenters will be there joining in the discussion. And this is the 20th annual Kateri Peace Conference, so it's a very special conference, and we have a stellar cast of peace advocates. I mean, really exceptional people, no Nobel Peace Prize nominees. And one of them is Kathy Kelly from Voices for Creative Nonviolence. Another is Anne Wright, retired colonel from the military, and she was a U.S. diplomat who resigned over George Bush's war policies with Iraq and the invasion. We have Ray McGovern, who is formerly a CIA agent who briefed President Reagan and now works for peace, you know, understood the dark side's come into the light, so to speak. From locally, we have Rosemary Armeo, who's been on the roundtable and a professor at SUNY. And then we have William Rivers Pitt, who is senior editor of Truth Out, and Greta Zorro, a organizer from World Beyond War.
Wow.
So we have extraordinary speakers this year.
It sounds like you have an incredible cast of speakers, very esteemed and accomplished people. And I wonder what criteria you use or the conference uses to choose the speakers. What do you look for in a speaker for your conference?
We look for expertise. We also look for people who are truly advocating for peace and who are willing to speak the truth, even if it disagrees with the prevailing cultural sentiment. You know, so, I mean, these people, many of them, well, Kathy has been arrested multiple times, and Ray McGovern, and have walked the walk. I mean, have gone beyond just the ordinary writing and speaking, but have traveled worldwide, have been to, like Kathy's been to Gaza many times, Iraq, Afghanistan, Anne's been all over the world, and even Rosemary Armeo just has returned from the Middle East herself. So we look for real life experience, and we look for anybody who demonstrates, you know, truth and a real understanding, in-depth knowledge.
One of the big things happening in the world today is the conflict between North and South Korea. How much of the conference will center around that topic?
I don't know that much will center around North and South Korea this year. It depends on the speakers, and it also depends on the questions asked by the audience. So the theme of this year's conference is the fierce urgency of now, and the community reflection will, as I said, will be on the work that reconnects, and it's to revitalize and help empower people locally, help them find community, find their voice. And on Saturday, we have a series of panels that have been worked out, but for example, we did it thematically. So Rosemary Armeo and William Rivers Pitt are representatives from media. William Rivers Pitt, Truth Out, and Rosemary Armeo from the Roundtable and other media work here locally. Rosemary is a bit more mainstream than William, but they're going to do a discussion discussing the aspects of media from the perspectives they have. And so each workshop or each panel will be discussing some aspect of their work, and we leave that up to our panelists. Like Kathy just returned from Afghanistan and the Middle East, So, and she's been focusing on Yemen lately, where there's that terrible blockade and cholera epidemic and mass starvation, which is the result of, you know, the Saudi Arabia's war policy and U.S. support of Saudi Arabia. So, getting back to North Korea, again, I'm not sure who, if anyone, will be focusing on that. And it is a remarkably important issue because of the nuclear concerns that we all have. But as we also all know, the biggest violator of the non-proliferation treaty in the world is the United States. And unfortunately, we've dedicated $1 trillion to develop new nuclear weapons and restore our existing arsenal rather than disarm.
20 years is a long time to have a continuous or a recurring conference like this. I imagine in the early years you were focusing on the early Middle Eastern occupations and the invasion of Iraq and things like that. And now a long time has passed. How has the conference changed in those years? And what about our particular political moment is affecting this year's conference?
Well, the conference started out, actually, its roots are in closing the School of the Americas, and it started out in 98, and I was quite involved and still do some work on that issue, too, where we train soldiers at Fort Benning. And the School of the Americas is renowned for its ability to produce murderers, thugs, and people who overthrow their government.
It's so sometimes known as dictator school, I think.
Yeah, the School of Dictators or the School of Assassins or the School of Coups was all our different names it was given over the years. It was kicked out of Panama. It was so vile that the Panamanians didn't want anything to do with it anymore. And then it moved to Fort Benning, Georgia. So that was the really early years, 98, 99, 2000. You know, and then obviously with 2001, 9/11, and the subsequent wars in Iraq, we started changing our focus to reflect the different issues of the war and opposing the war that were coming up. But we've also been diligent on trying to address some of the immediate local concerns like single-payer health care, nuclear disarmament, depleted uranium issues, and we had that nuclear waste dump right in the heart of Albany for a while.
We have about 2 minutes left. And so we want to talk about what can people do to participate in the conference. I hear that you're going to, it's going to be held at the, on Washington Avenue at the FUSA, the First Unitarian Church.
Right, and part of it.
Then you're having a boat ride, too?
Right. We're going on a riverboat cruise that night with the Dutch Apple Cruise Line. 6:30 at the end of Madison Avenue. It's a modest price of $25. We have all of our speakers. We have terrific musicians, Sherry Bauer and Bob Green, Mark Emanation, Terry Robin. It's a three-hour cruise. It's a celebration of peace with music, and our speakers will present just a little bit and talk about what they're going to do on Saturday. Then on Saturday, we were up in Fonda, New York, at the Kateri Tekelwitha Shrine in Fonda, and we will have a full day of conferencing from 9 o'clock in the morning till 3:30, and then we break at 3:30, and you get to spend your evening however you like it. And there are all of the other events. If you don't have any money, please come. We'll host you. We'll give you a full scholarship, and we have modest donations for those. So we do have bills, so we like to pay them, but you can come for free to all of the other events except the riverboat cruise. And so it's going to be a grand time. I know many people are coming, and there are really unique people who are coming who aren't speakers. Like Sister Megan Rice was a person who did a last year's action on the Oak Ridge nuclear site a few years back and ended up doing 2.5 years in prison for it, but really showed how insecure the nuclear sites we have are. And this was supposed to be the Fort Knox of uranium storage. And, you know, an 83-year-old nun walked through the woods at night right up to the vault. So we have numerous other speakers coming who aren't presenting, but who will be there to share their knowledge and wisdom and just be part of the conference. It's going to be very special, and we hope you all can come and enjoy the
absolutely
remarkable.
Yeah, that sounds so exciting. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh, it's great to talk with you guys, and thanks so much for all the good work you're doing.
Have a great night. That was John Emadon discussing the upcoming Kateri Peace Conference.
And for those of you who's fishing on the Bat and Kill and the Downpours, I'm J.P. Pogorski.
And I'm Jonah Moberg. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on WOOC 105.3 FM.